Next item, 730.
Authorize a 5-year use and occupancy agreement with Atlantic Aviation for hangar space at Portland International Airport through January 31, 2021 for Police Air Support Unit.
Good afternoon. Thank you for your patience.
My name is Pauline Goble. I'm property manager in the Bureau of Internal Business Services, and with me is Officer Sweeney from the Portland Police Bureau. We are here today to request council authorize a 5-year use and occupancy agreement with Atlantic Aviation for hangar space at Portland International Airport, and that is related to the Police Bureau's Air Support Unit. They respond to mission requests on a call-out basis. The ASU averages over 200 mission requests each year, with nearly a quarter of those being requests that require an immediate response. For background, the ASU moved to the Portland International Airport in July of 2007. Previous to that, they were located at the Pearson Airport in Vancouver, Washington, but they moved for several reasons. One was security. Pearson Airport is not a secure airport, and they needed a security. They needed a space with secure perimeter fencing and pedestrian access to be restricted. The possibility of some tampering with their aircraft was a real concern. Also, access. To access Pearson, crew members had to cross one of two interstate bridges. These bridges, in combination with the increased driving distance from Portland, created serious traffic choke points that increased their response times to call-outs by 30 minutes or more, even more during commute times. Regarding the lease renewal, prior to beginning the renewal process, the chief pilot looked at three other nearby airports to find comparable facilities. None of those other airports had any secure office spaces available. Secure airports pose problems with refueling the aircraft after business hours. Some could not guarantee that they would even have access to the aircraft after business hours. So why Atlantic Aviation? Atlantic Aviation is the only fixed base operator at the airport. The chief pilot explored the possibility of other facilities at the airport with the Port of Portland, but none were available. So the police have budgeted for a 5-year term with payments funded by existing Bureau General Fund appropriation. This agreement is automatically renewed each year, but has a termination clause of 60 days prior to the end of the termination. So they're budgeting for 5 years, so this is an automatic renewal agreement. So do you have any questions?
Very good. Colleagues, any questions? Commissioner Fritz?
I remember this from the last time we did it. So could you just tell folks at home and here, why do we have aircraft? What do they do?
Just to be clear, I'm assigned to the traffic division. That's my full-time job. I do the air support unit on a part-time basis where this pager goes off and I respond there. So I have a pretty good understanding of what the air support unit does. I'm filling in for the chief pilot who couldn't make it here today. So. And can you repeat your question? I'm sorry.
What does it do? Why do we need it? How is it helpful?
It provides a layer of safety for the community members and for the officers. We have technology that's in the airplane that allows us to see particular things on the ground that the ground officers can't see. If it's a serious crime, we're typically called out all hours of the day to respond to it and try and locate an individual who needs to be taken into custody. So. It's kind of a general answer for it, I guess.
So the airplane, it's not a helicopter, it's an actual airplane, right?
Two aircraft.
And so they would be flying, they would be dispatched to fly around and see if they could see the person hiding on the ground or something?
Correct. Typically, if we're up, our response times to be on scene are about 2 minutes. So it's much quicker than a patrol officer responding in a car or an SUV or something like that. So we can get eyes on a location when, say, a community member is called in, say a burglar, and they saw him run out the back of their yard and they go into a wooded area. That could take a long time for a officer in a car to respond to, depending on where they're at, if they're on another call, if they're even clear. If we're up and can get there in a quick period of time, we can locate the person, usually set up a perimeter, and then call in resources to take them into custody. So we're fairly efficient.
What elevation do they fly at?
It depends on the weather. Our goal is to be higher rather than lower. We're cognizant of noise complaints. We don't like to hover over certain areas for long periods of time because some of the members in the community don't like it. It makes them nervous, and it's understandable. So our goal when we go out is to be as high as possible. There's limitations on the equipment that's in the airplane. The higher you go, the image deteriorates. So 4,000 feet would be the goal. The other factor in that is if there was an engine failure or some sort of emergency, we want to be able to get back to a safe place and land it, preferably not in the city, on the city streets, back at the airport.
And do they have, like, heat sensors so they can see who's hiding in the bushes or whatever? Or that's that somebody is?
It's essentially kind of what we're looking at is a heat signature with the FLIR that's located on the left side of both the aircraft that we fly. So, yeah.
And it's entirely so that you can then tell the people on the ground what you can see from up there.
That's the goal. Yeah, when we're called out and we're looking for someone who's committed a crime, usually a serious crime, is to find them hiding somewhere quickly.
And are they ever used before there's a crime? I mean, they're just for basically flying around watching stuff?
We'll be up for patrol support. So, for instance, say there's a call of a crash on 205 at Gleason, and you know they dispatch a car to it. Usually within a minute or two, we can have our eyes on it and provide information to the officer that's responding. If they even need to go, it may free them up to not go if we can tell they're exchanging, they've moved on. So we try as much as we can to be up to facilitate that, yes.
But you don't just fly around looking for things that might be happening?
Yes and no.
Explain that.
I think just what I said, like a patrol support flight, we might go out for 4 hours. That's typically the length of the time of the flight because of crew fatigue, fuel exhaustion, about 4 hours. Five and a half, we start running out of fuel, so we don't like to go that long. Where we can cover on calls, like I said earlier, our response time is about 2 minutes anywhere in the city, and relieve the officers that are driving the patrol cars around from actually having to go. If we can, that keeps them in their district responding to higher level calls. So if I can fly the airplane to a crash, to look for a burglar, you name it, whatever the emergency call is, that's the goal on one of those particular flights. On other times, we're up for certain specific reasons.
You're there so that you can get to the next place you're going quicker. You're not just flying around spying on people, I guess is my question.
Correct.
Thank you.
So I just one other question, because I know we've already funded this service, and what you're asking us for is just to approve a lease agreement with a hangar. So it's a narrow question. But given what you've described as the mission, why is a fixed-wing Cessna preferable to a helicopter that can hover?
I certainly wouldn't be the one to answer that question. There's a lot of expenses with a helicopter.
Probably cost.
Yeah, costs might be prohibitive. Don't quote me on any of this. I don't know for sure. I haven't looked into it myself.
I mean, I'm not a big fan of helicopters hovering in residential areas. I mean, when they do in my neighborhood, I don't love it. But it just seems like you have more flexibility with a helicopter. Mm. If you're in a Cessna, it seems like you have to do a lot of traversing. Mm.
That's what I do is I fly the airplane. It's very efficient. Certainly come out and fly with us sometime. I'd be happy to take anybody up and show them what we do. It works out really well.
Thank you for the invitation.
Maybe you should stop causing so much trouble in your neighborhood.
I mean, I've done a ride-along, but this would take it to a new level.
Be happy to do it.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. Great. Thank you. Any further questions, colleagues? Public testimony?
Yes, we have one person, Star Stoffer.
Very good. Thank you. Star, could you keep it to, could we keep public testimony 2 minutes, please?
2 minutes?
Yes, please.
I don't think very much time.
Thank you.
Star Stoffer, I have a couple concerns about the claims he made in regards to hovering. They don't hover in Lake Oswego, but I definitely know that they hover in the northeast and outer southeast areas. The one thing that he also didn't cover was these planes' use in protests and targeting protesters and mapping them and reconnaissance in regards to these protesters, and also neighborhoods where there's vulnerable communities, because these planes are also used to map and recon with gang violence or suspected areas of gang violence. Why they then don't hover over their own police station is beyond me, because that's a gang in itself. My problem with this is it makes me wonder if one of these planes was one of the planes that chased Qantas Hayes when that all went down. And when you sit up here and say that you're following people around that have committed a crime, you are not qualified to make that statement because they haven't been convicted in a court of law. So they're still innocent until proven guilty, which unfortunately most of the cops in this city fail to remember that when they're operating under the authority the city gives them. I also have questions in regards to the cost, and how much is it costing each time one of these planes go out and they're on one of these four-hour patrol flights? What is the cost to the community? What is the cost to the Portland Police Bureau? Because whatever it costs them, it's costing us. We're paying that in marijuana tax and other forms of taxes. So what is that costing the community to have these planes out, and why is that more efficient than a patrol car? Because even if he has to respond to a scene and then turn around, it seems to me that's still a more cost-effective way to be operating in a city that struggles with trying to find financing for even things like houseless services. I mean, I know that this isn't about approving a budget. This is about approving a lease with this hangar. But I'm thinking that at this rate, with the way that the Portland police have been operating and the mistrust in the community and the targeting of people of color, you might want to consider not approving this and tabling it for more discussion.
Thank you. Any further public testimony? Please call the roll.
Fish.
Well, thank you for the presentation and the invitation. You know, Mayor, listening to the presentation about this previously being located at Pearson Airport, which, by the way, was the airport strip that caused the most havoc in getting to the CRC design because there were some limitations on height for any new span because of the Pearson. It does seem to me this is a great improvement to go to the Portland airport rather than to go to Vancouver for people that have to access this plane. So this makes sense, and the presentation, I think, was thorough. Thank you. Aye.
Saltzman.
Aye.
Fritz.
Aye.
Wheeler.
Aye. The ordinance is adopted.